Good morning, Rakhtim Chayodim, Klal Lamed Vav, Simen Vav. So he deals with this issue, which we touched on slightly, about the issues of when your mashke becomes solidified. Minei tigun shematagdim b'chema. So a person would fry something in butter. So now you have a food which has this liquefied butter on it. Butter is milk. So it's called over to mashka. The chayyim should have to wash. So a person would have a potato, and he would put some butter on the potato, and he bakes a potato, and he puts the butter on it and melts. He has melted butter on his potato. He's eating it. Might even touch it with his hands, etc. So you don't have the kula of maybe that you're going to eat it dafka with something which is with a spoon. So you have to wash. Is that true or not? This person makes French toast and butter, so he's going to wash because of the toast. Well, he has a way to make his toast, the French one, in such a way that it's no longer a hamotzi. But you still might have to wash because it's tibula b'mashka, because you use butter to fry it. So Chayyim says no. Lami boy kishachema krusha, if the butter remains, if the butter right now is congealed again, it's not considered a liquid. The Mishnah in Masechtas Taharos says that milk, when it's congealed, is considered a food and not a mashka. So ice cream, which is congealed, the frozen milk, while it's frozen, is considered a oichel, not a mashka. It's still hot, and therefore it's liquidy. The mikri mashka, so the charetz of mashka, now it's davar shetibula b'mashka, so you should have to wash your hands. However, the chayadim says, I do not feel that you need to wash your hands. Why is that? Why would that be so? So, kima lechema havi oichel, what? Butter in its natural state, when it's you make the butter, now it congeals and becomes this mass called butter. It's an oichel. Rak chozeres v'nimucha chozeres liyos mashka. Only when it melts does it get a din of a mashka. So it retains the status of an oichel as long as it's solid. V'kim the asher bolasakan oichel kaimelon the mashka bolasakan oichel havi oichel. So the Chayyim borrows a halacha from Hilchos Shabbos and he applies it to Hilchos Tumah and therefore to Hilchos Netilas Yadayim as well. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos talks about an idea which we're familiar with. A person would squeeze the lemon juice directly onto the fish. It's not a problem of Schita on Shabbos, because the root of the concept of Schita is breaking apart a kernel from its stalk. From there we learn to the idea of taking the liquid, which we look at as a liquid, and breaking it away from the shell which is holding it, which is the fruit. So when I squeeze out a fruit and I get the liquid, so it goes from being an oichel, it goes from being contained in this fruit to being a new entity called a mashka. Cutting a fruit in half is not a problem of schita, because it's two halves of a piece of bread, of a food. The malacha is not breaking two things apart. The malacha is breaking apart what's considered a husk and what's considered the fruit itself. So over here, if you look at it, it's all oichel, so it's like cutting it in half. In fact, I'm squeezing it out or cutting it, doesn't make a difference. It's only because now it becomes a mashka. So the Mora says, however, if you squeeze it directly into a food, so it goes from being in the oichel of the fruit, going into a food, it goes from food to food, that really becomes a mashka. So a mashka which goes straight into an oichel, a mashka which starts out as an oichel and goes straight into an oichel, never becomes a mashka. So if it only melts while it's on the food, so it started out as an oichel, and now it's there as to be absorbed and be used for the food. So right there it's an oichel. So it's oichel, oichel, there's no din mashka. However, he says, a caveat, b'davka shlo nimucha hachema achi niach l'socha ha'oichel. That's only because it didn't melt first. It only melted when the food was there. The take of both the sack and oichel, cut him should anesis of mashka. Avanimucha mikodim, nearly the tzarech l'tilsa time. But if you would put butter into a frying pan and melt it first, and then put the food into it, whatever you're frying in it, that would, you already got a shemashka independent of the food, even though the goal was to use it for the food. Says over there you would have to wash. It does get a status of a mashka in that situation. And he has a long piece in the Shemes HaOlam where he supports this point. So an example which we gave of the baked potato, you put it onto the potato, it's still congealed. It only melts well down the potato, so it went from oichel to oichel. It's sitting in the oichel, being metak in the oichel, so it's, even though it's liquefied, it remained that dinam oichel, there's no chiyuv to wash. In the case where you would melt the butter first, you would have to wash according to the chayyadim. Person has a piece of apple pie, and he puts ice cream on it. So as ice cream melts, so here's an interesting question: the ice cream is not there to attack on the oichel. It's there. It's not. The oichel is the ikar, and the mashka is secondary. It's two things that you're eating. And once your ice cream melts down, you don't mind if so. Somebody doesn't want it to melt. He's not nicha that it should melt. Maybe it doesn't get a dinner on oichel. But if he doesn't mind that it melts, he likes it like that mushy part. You know, where it pours already. It's like that. And he wants to eat the ice cream as ice cream, so it would become a mashka, and the chari would have to wash in that situation as well. Okay, we touched on the world of Hilchos Tuma and Tara a little bit. Basically, we're going to talk about it again in the next siman as well. Meanwhile, have a good day.